The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. I will not charge admission to the bathroom. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Baby Maggie accidentally gets scanned and bagged at the supermarket checkout, while Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window, just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Maggie turns a toy steering wheel in her car seat. Then she and Marge both toot their horns. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Before they can get to their sofa, the family's gathered up in a large net. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon.
Live from Springfield Harbor, where the sewage meets the sand.
A crab spits.
It's the Springfield Squares.
Now, Jacqueline and I believe it's your turn.
I'll take Rainier Wolfcastle to block.
Oh, Rainier Wolfcastle, star of McBain and the upcoming film Help! My son is a nerd.
My son returns from a fancy East Coast college, and I'm horrified to find he's a nerd.
I'm laughing already.
It's not a comedy.
Oh. Gabble, gabble,
gabble!
Did you see that?
Yeah.
What's Gabbo?
I figure it's some guy's name. Some guy named Gabbo.
The paper asks, who is Gabbo?
I don't think they're giving you enough information, Dad.
Oh, figure it out. I'm gonna use all the power of my brain.
A snoozing donkey.
Look, Smithers, Gabbo is coming.
Yes, sir.
Everyone is saying gabble this and gabble that, but no one is saying worship this and Jericho that.
What's this about gabble?
I can't believe it. Our first glimpse of gabble.
He'll tell us what to do.
A puppet on TV.
Hello, I'm gabble.
And I'm Arthur Crandall.
That's easy for you to say. You don't have a hand up, you tuchus. Oi, hey!
Oh, Gabbo, you'll say anything. And you can watch us every afternoon at 4.
That's the same time as Krusty the Clown.
Uh-oh. That cute little character could take America by storm. All he needs is a hook.
I'm a bad widow boy.
Ay, caramba!
You gotta like me. You gotta love me. 'Cause I can do most anything. I can do the holly golly. I can imitate Ben Scully!
Let's take time out from this triple play to talk about Farmer Dan's pure pork sausage. Mm-mm.
I'll give out shiny dimes! I'll travel back in time!
You're gonna like him! You're gonna love him! It's the greatest show in town!
Dummy doesn't scare me. I've had plenty of guys come after me, and I've buried them all. Hobos, sea captains, Joey Bishop.
Don't forget the Special Olympics.
Oh, yeah. I slaughtered the Special Olympics. Are those our ratings? Let me see. I lost to Channel Ocho. What the hell is that?
Bumblebee Man gets a fried egg in each eye.
Oh, qué lástima.
I gotta steal that bit.
This is boring.
I wonder what would happen if you put your train on there.
It melts.
Cool. Now let's throw some crud on it.
Hey, it's 4 o'clock.
So, you want ventriloquism, do you? All right, watch this. Hello, Alphonse. I've got a riddle for you. Why is a raven like a writing desk? I don't know. Why is a... Hey, that dummy can't hurt you. He's not even alive. He's dead.
Krusty breaks his dummy and kicks it into the kids' audience. Gabbo Fabbo, Krusty Rusty.
All right, here's the deal. Every time you watch my show, I will send you $40.
Checks will not be honored.
I admit I used the city treasury to fund the murder of my enemies. But as Gabbo would say, I'm a bad little boy.
Quimby re-elected by landslide.
Well, kids, this is where you would watch Itchy and Scratchy, except they're on the Gabbo show now. So, here's Eastern Europe's favorite cat and mouse team, Worker and Parasite.
An abstract cat and mouse cartoon from 1959. They leap around past people queuing at a food stall. It ends abruptly with a foreign caption.
What the hell was that?
Krusty's studio's deserted, and he hangs his head in pity.
Well, that's it. We've been cancelled. I think we can be proud that we never did a bad show. Except for that week Ray J. Johnson was my co-host. You can call me Ray, and you can call me Jay. That thing was funny for about 3 seconds. But the important thing is, we're like a family.
Krusty, I...
Shut your hole!
At Johnny Carson's home...
Krusty, how you holding up?
I'm kind of worried about the future. How do you deal with it?
Well, you've been on TV longer than I have. I'm sure you've saved up quite a nest egg.
Yeah. Do they still buy human hair down at the wig shop?
They play tennis.
Krusty, you want to stay for dinner?
Nah, sorry.
Oh, that's too bad. Because tonight my guest will be Dr. Carl Sagan, and from the San Diego Zoo, Joan Embry.
Oh, Kyle, I just don't think I fit in here at Melrose Place.
From now on, I'll be doing the thinking for both of us.
Next.
At the races.
Go on, you stupid horse! I got my last $10 on you! No, don't look at me! Run! No, don't come over here! Oh, boy.
And now it's time for another patented Gabbo crank call. Oh, I love these.
I can't believe it. He stole this bit from Krusty.
Yeah, well, Krusty stole it from Steve Allen.
Oh, everything's stolen nowadays. Why, the fax machine is nothing but a waffle iron with a phone attached.
It's ringing.
Hello, is this Krusty the Clown? I represent a Japanese camera company. We'd like to pay you $2 million to do a camera commercial.
Whoa! Me reiki very much! I hope I didn't offend you. I need this bad.
Bad enough to hit yourself over the head with the phone?
Whoa, you got it! Go! Go! Blood. What the? If this is anyone but Steve Allen, you're stealing my bit!
Somebody ought to ruin Gabbo's career the way he ruined Krusty's.
Two wrongs don't make a right, Bart.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Dad!
Two wrongs make a right, Lisa. Rex Morgan, M.D., you have the prescription for the daily blues.
We'll be back after this commercial for Gabbo Airlines.
And cut.
That ought to hold the little SOBs.
Gabbo, quiet. I wish you'd stop saying that.
Hey, boyo, what's so funny?
Well, it's... Nah, you wouldn't be interested. It's too lowbrow.
No, I'm quite lowbrow.
Well, somebody just wrote a body limerick on the men's room wall.
This I gotta see!
Bart flicks a switch.
Gabbo's kind of language has no place on or off TV. And that's my 2 cents.
That ought to hold those... What the...
No. Krusty, are you making any money?
Nah, that guy's giving it away for free.
Old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be.
35 years in show business and already no one remembers me. Just like, what's his name and who's it's and, you know, that guy? Always wore a shirt.
Ed Sullivan?
Yeah.
I didn't know you knew Luke Perry.
No, he's my worthless half-brother.
He's a big TV star.
Yeah, on Fox.
Elizabeth Taylor, Bette Midler.
Bette and I owned a racehorse together. Crudler.
Hey, Bart, if we get all these big stars to appear on a special with Krusty, it might get his career going again.
Krusty smiles, then thinks.
Here's my address book. Go get those stars. It won't be easy, but I'm gonna claw my way back onto TV.
Old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be.
And now, the crazy old man singers.
Old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be.
Picking up litter.
Miss Midler, I can't believe you do this all by yourself.
We're Americans. We deserve clean highways. You pigs!
Oh, no! Bette Midler!
Bette throws the can that Snake has tossed from his truck back into the vehicle.
Now, where were we?
We were asking you to appear on Krusty's comeback special.
Okay, tell Krusty he can count me in.
Another motorist throws a can.
It's time to take out the trash.
I'll get you for this, Midler!
And off to your left is Hugh Hefner, Shelbyville Pat.
A lot of people know about the grotto and the game room.
Of course.
But few know about the laboratory, the biosphere, the Alternative Energy Research Center.
Bunny girls in a lab.
Fascinating.
Bart blows on a bubble pipe.
Desalinization plant?
Yes. The grotto uses so much water, the bunnies felt we should go this way.
Smart bunnies, Hef. I can't call you Hef, can't I?
No.
At Moe's.
You told our agent this place holds 30,000 people.
It does. We had 30,000 here last night. Now play. The audience is getting restless.
We want Chili Willy! We want Chili Willy!
Hey, Red Hot Chili Peppers, would you guys like to appear on a Krusty the Clown special?
Sure, if you can get us out of this gig.
No problemo. Hey, Mo, look over there.
What? What am I looking at? I don't see nothing. I'm gonna stop looking soon. What? What is that it?
Hey, Mo, can I look too?
Sure, but it'll cost you.
My wallet's in the car.
He is so stupid. And now back to the wall.
Elizabeth Taylor's polishing an Oscar.
Miss Taylor, a couple of grade school kids wanted you to be on a Krusty special. I told them to puzzle off.
Good.
Krusty, we've got great news.
He's on the floor in his pants.
Krusty, what have you done to yourself?
I thought I'd get into shape, so I've been drinking nothing but milkshakes.
You mean those diet milkshakes?
Uh-oh.
Now, you can stay with us until you lose that weight. You can sleep on the sofa. It folds right out. Oh, wait, that was the old sofa.
Doing a workout with Marge. Throwing pies.
Oh, I'll never get my aim back.
You gotta keep working on it.
Delicious.
Boxing.
Oh, why am I bothering? It's hopeless.
Hi, kids. It's me, Gabbo. Hi-ho.
Krusty pounds Homer.
Pork prices rose in early trading today.
Krusty punches meat while Homer eats it.
But you've got to come back, Mel. We're a team.
No, Krusty. You always treated me rather shabbily. On our last show, you poured liquid nitrogen down my pants and cracked my buttocks with a hammer.
Oh, come on. You want to waste your life hanging out with a bunch of dorky teenagers?
Here's your taco, mister. Whoops, fell in the fryer. I'll get it out. Oh! 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 Oh!
Sorry, Krusty. I like it here. Mr. Johansson treats me with dignity.
Is this clown bothering you, Mel?
That's all right, Mr. Johansson. I'll handle it.
Here's your taco, sir.
I don't want it.
But this comes out of my salary. If I had a girlfriend, she'd kill me.
Okay, Krusty, let's rehearse the balloon bit.
Look, kids. A horsey! And what are you making, Sideshow Luke Perry?
A 19th century carousel.
Upstage me, will you? Get the hell out!
Look, there must be something I can do on the show. Please, for Mom's sake.
Well, maybe we can find something.
Krusty imagines firing Luke from a cannon into a brick wall. Krusty Special airs today. Gabbo.
I don't like it. He's got Johnny Carson, Bette Midler, and you, Hefner. What do we got?
Ray J. Johnson.
Yay!
Now, boys, the network has a problem with some of your lyrics. Would you mind changing them for the show?
Forget you, clown.
Hey, our lyrics are like our children, man. No way.
Well, okay. But hear what you say. What I got, you gotta get and put it in you. How about just, what I'd like is I'd like to hug and kiss you.
Wow. That's much better.
Everyone can enjoy that.
Live from Springfield, the entertainment capital of the state, the Krusty Comeback Special.
Send in the clowns. Those daffy, laffy clowns. Send in those soulful and doleful schmaltz by the bowlful clowns. Send in the clowns.
They're already here.
Krusty hugs Sideshow Mel.
I love you, Krusty.
Quiet.
Luke's in a cannon.
Are you comfortable in there, Luke Perry?
Fire away, Krusty.
He's fired out of the studio through a museum of sandpaper and smashes through bottles of acid in the Quickie Mart. He lands comfortably in a pillow factory, but it's being demolished with explosives.
Oy.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Well, I can't tell if I'm a kissing or a bumper.
Dancing around in their underwear. That is so degrading.
30 seconds till your little stinker sketch.
Give me a bigger lolly. Now, Johnny, what you got for us? Some jokes? A little magic?
Actually, I thought I'd lift this 1987 Buick Skylark over my head.
Hi-yo! Johnny, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah? Get a load of this.
He twirls the car round, then tosses it from hand to hand. Elizabeth Taylor's watching on TV, polishing a diamond ring, as Hugh Hefner plays wine glasses.
I've got to fire that agent.
Bette Midler.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? You're everything I would like to be.
You can fly higher than an eagle.
'Cause you are the wind beneath my wings.
This was a great show, Krusty. You deserve an Emmy for this.
Forget it. The Academy hates me. I don't know why. Bunch of old know-nothing dinosaurs wouldn't know entertainment if it bit them in the... Hey, hey!
At the after-show party, Hugh Hefner tries a love tester, but only gets a reading of cold fish.
Now, Krusty, I just hope you remember to save your money this time.
Here's that ruby-studded clown nose you ordered, Krusty.
What's up,
hey,
Mo?
Hey,
you can't come in here dressed like that.
Get with the times, Mo.
Yeah, I say if it feels good, do it.
All right.
Don't snap my undies.
I'm a star again. I don't know how to thank you, kids.
That's all right, Krusty. We're getting 50% of the t-shirt sales.
What? That's the sweetest plum, you little... Ah, what the hell. You deserve it. Thanks, kids.
To Krusty, the greatest entertainer in the world. Except maybe that guy.
Johnny Carson.
Is this the bus to the Civic Center?
Johnny balances Grandpa and Jasper on his head